Hello, this is Pastor Cal Hampton. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to our Second Mile podcast. It is my prayer that the Spirit of God might just enliven your spirit so that you might get a word from heaven today. And as always, you have an invite to come and worship with us down here at Second Mile Church on 804 Riverside Drive in Clarksville. May the Lord bless you. Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we come before you today. I ask that you pour your Spirit out on us. Change our hearts, open our hearts, and be with the pastor as he brings the word this morning straight from your word. And use him to speak to us, to open our hearts, and to change us so that we can go out into the world and be your kingdom and to be your people. It is in Jesus' name that we pray, and all God's people say.
Amen. And all God's people said. And all God's people said.
Amen.
Y'all will get it after a while. Amen. I'm just thrilled to be here this morning. How many of you are thrilled to be anywhere? Hallelujah. And we've got several guests with us today, so please just make note of that and speak to our guests and our visitors with us. That's always so important how we do that. And I've got some... I'd love to embarrass these three right here. My son's with us, my grandson, and one of my granddaughters is with us. Y'all stand and wave at everybody. All right. That's about the weakest wave I've ever seen. All right. It's always a blessing for me to have. You know, pastors don't get to worship with their family most of the time. They live elsewhere. And so it's a blessing for me to have them here this week. And anyways, I love you guys, and we are in the last sermon of a series on holiness, holy living. You remember that we started this off 5 weeks ago, and the first two Sundays we talked about the holiness of God. And then that third Sunday we looked at what God expects, because He's holy. He expects us, His children, to be. That's right. And then last week, we looked at this issue of how holy living hastens the coming of the Lord. And this morning, I want to talk to you about a holy anointing that they were singing about, a holy anointing. And we're going to look at a passage in 1 John, and we're going to look at a passage over in 2 Corinthians. But if you would stand and be finding 1 John, 1 John chapter 2. When you find it, say amen.
Amen.
Okay. And I want to read verses 20 through 27 if we can do that this morning. 1 John 2, verse 20. But you, I've always wanted to know who they is, but I know who you is, right? But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. I thought some Baptist would surely shout right there. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist, who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. Therefore, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that He has promised us, eternal life. By the way, brothers and sisters, how long is eternal life? It's not temporary. It's forever. And if God gives you a gift, He doesn't take it away. These things I have written to you concerning those who try to deceive you. Here it is again. But the anointing which you have received from Him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things and is true, and is not a lie, and just that it has taught you, you will abide in him. We've said a spiritual mouthful already. Let's pray. Father, I'd ask God that you would, through the person of the Holy Spirit that lives within us, that you would help us to understand the truth, that we would interpret the truths that you want us to know, and that you would help us through the person of the Holy Spirit to apply the truths that we're learning here today. Speak, Lord. Your servants are listening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated if you can. You have an anointing of the Holy Spirit if you are saved. You've been anointed by God Himself if you're a believer. That's what we just read. Isn't that wonderful? Now, that initial anointing began, first of all, at salvation when you got saved. But all through life, a believer can receive an anointing for a special purpose or a special occasion or just a powerful infilling of the Holy Spirit. Now, that initial anointing, we don't pray for that because that's something God just does. We don't have to ask for that in that sense. But in other ways, there are times when we pray for a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit, a new infilling of the Holy Spirit. Y'all with me so far? And so, it's like this morning, every time I get up to preach, I pray for an anointing so that I might be able to preach in the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. I want the favor of God on the Word of God when it's given to the people of God. And so I pray every Sunday. I was sitting right here just a minute ago praying for a special anointing this morning that God would use this message in power. Now, over in the Old Testament, men were often anointed with oil in a special ceremony. And prophets, priests, and kings would be anointed for a special purpose or a special ministry or a particular service. And so we see that happening over and over again. And they would be anointed with what we call anointing oil. But all that anointing oil was a symbol of the Holy Spirit. We still anoint people today here at Second Mile Church. Oh, I knew y'all were charismatic. That's what some of y'all are thinking. But this is anointing oil from Israel. And all it is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. And so we anoint people and pray over them for God to heal them. That's what James chapter 5 tells us to do. And so there is an anointing that comes upon believers from time to time when we need it. And you have not because you ask not. Hello? And so this morning we're talking about a holy anointing that brings the favor of God on your life and brings His presence and His power in a special way. And when that anointing takes place, man, some unbelievable things happen. Y'all ready for this? Did you come with a spirit of anticipation and expectation? If you didn't, you're not going to get anything today. You got to come willing, ready for God to speak to you and the Spirit that lives within you to help you to understand what you're hearing and reading and help you to interpret in a proper way. And then He'll even help you to apply what you're learning. Look at your neighbor and say, you need an anointing. Some of you spouses really enjoyed that. Let me give you some truths here about the anointing that takes place with believers. And at the end, we're going to tie it into this thing called holy living and holiness, which has been our theme for the last five Sundays. First of all, this anointing enables us to know truth. It enables us to know truth. Look again at verse 20. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. Wow. John has been warning the church. In this letter to the church, he's been warning them about the spirit of Antichrist. There is a spirit of deception in the world. And there was great false teaching in John's day. There was twisting and distorting of the Scriptures. How many of you understand one of the ministries of the Holy Spirit is to teach truth to us? That's one of His jobs. That's one of His responsibilities, to teach truth to us. And so John says, because of this anointing that comes on us, when you got saved, you got the Spirit of the living God. He came to take up residence in your spirit, and you got Him. But there are seasons, there are times, and there are days when you receive an anointing so that you'll understand and know what truth is. Now, what did he mean when he said, I thought about students. You know, if you're a student in school today, would you just raise your hand? If you're a student, come on, guys, come on, get with me. Raise them up high. How many of y'all are A student? No. Now, he says here that you can know all things. Now, that doesn't mean that you can know everything there is to know about math or chemistry or physics or science or technology or philosophy. That doesn't mean you don't have to study any longer. Don't go tell your teacher, Brother Cal said I can know all things so I don't have to study anymore because I've got the Holy Spirit. That's not what he's talking about here. And the first thing that this anointing that comes on us to know truth is simply this. The anointing of the Holy Spirit will help you to detect error. It'll help you to detect error. When you hear a lie, you'll know it's a lie. When a Spirit-filled believer hears untruth, which in John's day they were hearing all kinds of false teaching. The spirit of Antichrist was prevalent and rolling everywhere. And so what he's saying here is when you are anointed by the Spirit of the living God, you not only know truth and know the things about truth, but you're able to know a lie when you hear one. And I want to tell you, we still live in a day we need to understand when we hear a lie. We need to know a lie and call it what it is. Now, I have said, I think I've shared this with y'all before. When I was in seminary, up at Southern Theological Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky, we spent 3 years up there. And I was so excited. I wanted to get some more training and more education for the ministry. And in my very first New Testament class, my New Testament professor said the virgin birth is not necessary and it's not true. I mean, our seminaries were liberal as dogs. I mean, it was terrible. But you know, when he said that, now this guy, y'all, this professor of mine, this New Testament, he was smarter than I am. I mean, he had more degrees behind his name than a thermometer. I mean, he had so many doctor's degrees, I thought God was sick, you know? I mean, this guy's smarter, but when he said that, I mean, an alarm went off in my spirit. That's a lie. And so that's what the Holy Spirit, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, when you hear something that's not true, you're going to know it because you've got an alarm system in your spirit. Thank God for that. And so when you, Kyle, where's Kyle Chandler? Can I share with what you, I won't tell everything, but what happened down at the Red River this week? He wanted to get a little fishing in, and so he went down to Port Royal, I believe it was, and he's, you know, fishing, and there was a couple of people down there, and he wound up in a conversation with them, and I won't tell you what their flavor was, but you'll pretty well guess it. He started talking about Jesus, the very Son of God, and immediately they began to say, oh, no. And so, Kyle, did you know that what was spewing out of their mouth was a lie? Who told you that it was a lie? Yeah. And so, by the way, when they come knocking on your door, you know what I'm talking about? Don't let them in. Don't let them in. Stand out there on the porch if you want to. But when they would come to my house, I was the false prophet down in Waynesboro because they used to come down to our house about once a week, it seemed. And so the last time they showed up, I said, listen, I'm not going to change your mind, and you're not going to change my mind because Jesus is the Christ. He's the Son of the living God, and He is the second person of the Trinity. And almost those women just started wilting. You know, and I said, you don't need to come back to the false prophet's house anymore. And they didn't. So when you hear a lie, the anointing of the Holy Spirit will come upon you and say, that's wrong. You've got an alarm clock in your spirit, and it'll go off if you've got the anointing. That's the if. If you're not in this book and you're not in this word and that spirit's not in you, you're not going to know a lie when you hear one. Hallelujah. Here's the second thing that this anointing does for us in the way of knowing truth. It teaches the anointing of the, I don't want to say it, the Holy Spirit is a he. He teaches truth. Look at verse 27. My. But, say but with me. The anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you. Now, I'm going to address that in just a moment. But as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, it's not a lie, just as it has taught you, you will abide in him. Did y'all know you've got a built-in Bible teacher? You not only have a built-in alarm system, you've got a built-in Bible teacher. The very author of this book, the one who wrote this book, lives within you if you're a believer. You've got the author. Hallelujah. And so the Spirit of God that lives within us teaches us truth. That's one of his responsibilities. And so you don't have to guess what holy living that we've been talking about. You don't have to guess what that looks like, what that sounds like, what that acts like. You've got the Spirit of the living God in you, and you've got the Word of God in front of you. And so it is his responsibility, the Holy Spirit's responsibility, as the believer is teaching through this anointing process, that you interpret the truth in the right way, and that you are able to understand truth in the right way, and you're able to apply the truth that you're reading. Y'all with me so far? Now, just a couple of weeks ago when we were moving through, well, we had a big celebration day here at the church, and I preached on Revelation 4, and I had somebody come up to me after the service. You know, I wish y'all could just come with me some days and just hear what people say. And I had somebody here in our church, and they come every now and then, and they said to me, well, I just don't understand the book of Revelation. And so I just don't read it. You know what I said? It's the only book in the Bible that promises you a great blessing if you'll just read it. And what he was sitting there telling me, he didn't have the Spirit of the living God in him. Because the Spirit of the living God will teach you truth, even when it's hard to understand. And I know the book of Revelation and the book of Daniel and the book of Zephaniah and Zechariah and some of these Old Testament and New Testament books about eschatology is tough to understand. But just hang in there. It's his responsibility to teach you. And he will teach you. Now, having said that, you remember last week I told you all that I'd been through, man, 2 Peter many, many times in that verse of Scripture that talks about holy living hastens the coming of the Lord. I'd read that, I don't know, hundreds of times. But God somehow touched my spirit to understand new truth that had already been there ever since I'd been reading the Bible. And from time to time when this anointing comes on you, you will be able to understand truth that you didn't know before. Somebody shout amen. Amen. So. Now, this does not nullify or negate the folks who have the New Testament gift and office of teaching. This verse 27 does not mean you can't learn something from somebody else. Billy Walker has the gift of teaching. Man, he gathers all the facts. He gets all the information about whatever it is that he's teaching, and he puts it together so he can present it in a systematic way. And I've learned some things too. He'll be teaching this morning about the new heavens and the new earth. And I'll be sitting here, and he'll read, and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit will give me another scripture. that supports exactly what he's saying, and I'll go to it, and then he'll say something else, and then I'll go to another scripture that supports what he's saying, and man, the Spirit of God just gets in me, and before long, I'm having a spiritual feast. I'm eating good. You know, so you can learn something from other teachers. Melanie, I'm sitting here looking at her. She's got the spiritual gift of teaching. And so we all teach one another. I love Dr. James Merritt. I've known him for a long time. He's done some men's ministry meetings for me. I think Ross listens to Dr. Merritt. He's a fantastic expository preacher. And I listen to him from time to time, and I listened to him this morning a little bit. And man, I'll hear him say something, and my spirit will just leap. You know what I'm saying? Because he's teaching on some truth that I've got down in my spirit, and then I just start moving. The Holy Spirit begins to jog my mind, and again, I find myself sitting down to a spiritual feast. We can teach one another. We can learn from other people. I listen to other guys' sermons. I listen to different podcasts. I read commentaries and other. But I mean, you can learn from other people. So don't think this verse means you. The only one who can teach you is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's bigger than that. He's all involved when you hear somebody who has the gift of teaching. Now, I don't have the gift of teaching, but I do have the gift of prophecy. And that's the modern day gift of speaking truth into people's lives so that they can hear it and live it out in their life. Okay? So, what else do I need to say about that? There is an anointing from the Holy Spirit, and you need to ask God for it. Just say, Lord, fill me. Lord, anoint me. I need to know truth. I need to understand when I'm hearing something that's of the Antichrist, when I'm hearing something that's false, I need that anointing. I need for you to anoint me so that I can detect errors and lies and stuff when I hear it. And then, God, I need for you to just teach me truth. Amen. And he'll do that. Amen. He will. Are y'all getting this today? I guess the people yesterday, we had a funeral here yesterday for Don Adkins, our brother, and it was as far as funerals go, it was really good. And I got to asking them questions just like I do y'all, because I want to know that we're communicating, you know. And preaching is not a monologue, it's a dialogue. Three amens. Hallelujah. All right. Now, I want us to just jump over to 2 Corinthians. Because this is really what I wanted to get to. This is such good stuff over here. Somebody in here is going to stroke out spiritually. This is really good. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Come on, let me hear them pages. Don't be lazy and wait for Ellen to put it up here for you. Get your Bible out. Find 2 Corinthians chapter 1. And again, if you don't have a Bible, steal one. It'll do you good. All right. Watch this. Man, this is good. 2 Corinthians, this is talking about the same stuff, verse 21. Now he who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God. Again, this anointing that he gives to his people is from God. Who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a hope so, guess so, maybe so, a guarantee. Look at your neighbor and say, guaranteed. Whoo! So here's a couple other things about this anointing of the Holy Spirit. First of all, the Holy Spirit seals us. That's what he's talking about there in verse 22. He seals us. When you're saved, the Spirit comes to take up residence in your life. His Spirit comes to live in your spirit. You've got God in you. Now, you're not God, but you have God in you, in the person of the Holy Spirit. And when he anoints you with salvation, man, He does something amazing. He seals you. Now, what does that mean? You remember when Billy was teaching? Maybe it's Revelation 7, about the 144,000 Jewish evangelists, and they're going to go all over the world preaching the gospel, and God's going to seal them, protect them, provide for them. Well, when you get saved, the Holy Spirit seals you. And this seal lasts until the final day of redemption. It lasts, in other words, until you get your glorified body. Look at your neighbor and say, man, you're going to look good then. You're going to get a glorified body. And so God seals us until that day. Now, in the Bible days, a seal was normally used for a document. You would get a document and they would put some hot wax. They would fold that document up and they would put some hot wax there on the, right there on the crease. And then while the wax was hot, a person of power and authority would take his ring off and put it down in that hot wax as a seal. And it put all the power and authority of that person behind the seal. Stay with me. You remember when the Lord Jesus was buried and he was placed in a tomb. And the religious leaders went to Pilate and said, oh, listen, they're going to come steal his body and claim that he raised again. You need to put a Roman guard out there. And blah, blah, blah. Well, Pilate ordered that a Roman seal be placed around that tomb of Jesus. And that put all the power and authority of Rome behind it. Today, we'll have, a seal's no big deal. We'll get a document, and then you'll just do what? Sign it, you know. But in Bible days, man, a seal meant a tremendous amount of power and authority. And so we've been sealed by the Holy Spirit. And it carries a guarantee with it. It carries a guarantee with it. Isn't that what he says there in verse 22? He has anointed us. The one who's anointed us is God, who has also sealed and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. One of the reasons God gave you the Spirit of the Lord Jesus is to guarantee your final inheritance. You got something a whole lot better than your mama and daddy's inheritance. Amen, Calvin Stokes. Amen. So, the Holy Spirit is the guarantee of what is to come. God keeps His promises, you know that. And so the Spirit that comes to take up, the houses in your spirit, He is the guarantee of all that God has promised for you out there in the future. It guarantees eternal life, and He guarantees abundant life. Woo, glory. You know, like when you go buy a house, and you're the buyer and the seller and you get together. And the seller tells you what they want, what he or she wants for the house, and you agree to that price. Well, the next step, and you say, I want it. And what's the next step? Well, you put down what they call some earnest money, which is a guarantee that final payment will be made at the closing of that property. And so that's just the word here, earnest. And so when the Spirit of God saves you and anoints you in that initial thing of salvation, then the Holy Spirit comes in and He seals you until the day of redemption, that final day when Jesus comes and gives you, and you inherit all things that God said you're going to get. Brothers and sisters, I believe in the security of the believer. But the problem is that it's caused so many issues with folks is so-called believers live like dogs. People who claim to be Christians and they live like it on Sunday morning, but the rest of the week, uh-uh. You heard last week, only those who do the will of my Father are going to go when He comes. And so this deal about, hey, I got Jesus. I'm done. I can do what I want to do. I can live any way I want to live. No. We give our lives to Jesus. We surrender to Him. And we give Him everything that we are to everything that He is. And then God says, okay, I'm going to give you forgiveness right now. And I'm going to send my Spirit into your spirit. He's going to seal you. And He's going to guarantee you eternal life and abundant life. That's the guarantee. If saved, always saved. If saved, always saved. Now, man, I'm not perfect, and neither are you. We mess up, do stupid stuff, say dumb things, go play. Anyways, you understand what I'm talking about? But that doesn't mean I'm not going to heaven, because I've got the Spirit of the living God, you see. And that doesn't make me want to see what I can get by with. That makes me want to live for His honor and glory and praise. How is it already 9:57? God, would you anoint that clock? 20-minute sermon about wears us out. Hallelujah. All right. So we good with that? The Holy Spirit does what? Helps us to know truth. The Holy Spirit enables us to be sealed. And we've got that guarantee. And then there's one final thing. I want us to look at verse 21 again in 2 Corinthians. Now, He who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God. One of the names of Jesus is the word Christ. And the word Christ means the anointed one. The anointed one. And He is God's anointed one. And in all the anointings that took place, you know, in the Scriptures, in the Old Testament and the New Testament, the words that are used for those anointings most often are consecrate, sanctify, set apart, and service or ministry. And these words were used for the setting apart of men and women unto God for ministry. Now, let me just talk a minute about this anointing of Jesus. Now, he always had the filling of the Holy Spirit. But He didn't receive His anointing of the Spirit until when? His baptism. You go read it. He was anointed by the Holy Spirit. And that's how Jesus was able to get up in the synagogue after that and say these words: I have been anointed by the Holy Spirit to preach the gospel, to heal the brokenhearted, to free the captives, to give sight to the blind, and to bring deliverance to the oppressed. What He's saying, I am the fulfillment of Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 and 2. I am the anointed one. Hallelujah. Somebody gets it, glory. And guess what? It gets even better. You now have that anointing. You now have that anointing to preach the gospel, to share the good news of Jesus, to help heal the brokenhearted. You've got that same anointing to free the captives, to give sight to the blind. You've got everything that Jesus was given. He is your inheritance. Amen. Glory to God. We sell ourselves so far short. Man, you've got that anointing. You can live a holy life because you have the anointing of the Lord Jesus on you. And He is our inheritance. Whew, mercy me. I look out across the room this morning and I see a lot of dear faces that I love and I really care about. And I pray for a lot of you as much as I can. But there is a lady who's kin to somebody here today, and she has taught me what the anointing of the Holy Spirit is all about. I've watched her Let's see, I'm going to be 69. I've watched her for 64 years. Now, she's not perfect either, but she's my second mama. And I've watched God use this woman, and His anointing on her has helped her do the things that Jesus said He came here to do. And she's been such a blessing. That's Miss Wanda Burchett. If you don't know her, you'd better get to know her. She's 91. Her inheritance is almost here. And some of you are here, and you've got that anointing. The reason God gave you that anointing is to live a holy, inspired life so that God gets the glory for who you are. And one day, when He comes, as we talked about last Sunday, He'll have no problems recognizing who you are. And instead of hearing the words, "Depart from me, for I never knew you," you'll hear the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter in to the joy of your salvation." Brothers and sisters, what do you say? We're in the last days. The spirit of the Antichrist is thick. Let's live for Jesus. Let's receive that anointing each and every day. Let's be who God's called us to be. Let's live holy, set apart, sanctified, consecrated, holy lives for His honor and glory. And let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. We can do that because we have His anointing. Let's give God praise. Hallelujah. Well, it's time to let the Lord do what He wants to do. Would you just bow your head with me? Just bow your head with me wherever you are. Can I speak to your heart of hearts? If you're here today and you're going to be honest with yourself, do you have this anointing that we're talking about? Do you sense God's presence and God's power on your life from time to time? Do you have that? You say, "Yes, Brother Cal, I do." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But if you would rightly say and truthfully say, "No, I really don't have that," it's one of two reasons. You've got sin in your life, or you're lost. Now, Jesus can take care of that first one. His blood cleanses us from all sin. If we're willing to turn from it and receive His forgiveness, He will cleanse us from all of our unrighteousness. And then you can receive that anointing. But if it's the latter, right now by faith, if God's speaking to your heart, just say, "Lord," He's not listening for any special quoted words. He's looking and listening to your heart. But if it's your desire, "Lord, I need you. Oh, Lord, I need you. Please forgive me. As best I understand it, I want to turn from all my sin. And I receive by faith what Jesus did for me 2,000 years ago. And right now, today, I surrender to Him as the Lord of my life and receive Him as my Savior. I'm calling on you to do that, Father. Do it, Lord, would you?" He could save you right where you sit today. He can do that. You just call on Him. And in just a moment, you're going to need to make that profession. You don't have to say anything, but you're going to need to come forward and let me or one of our deacons know that you have prayed to receive Christ for the first and last time that you really need to do this. I'm going to pray for you. And if you need one or the other, I want you to come to this altar. Let's go public for Jesus' sake. Father, for accountability reasons, we ask God that those who have received a fresh anointing of salvation but haven't had that in a long time and want to repent of their sin, oh, I ask God that we would do that. I've had to do that myself many times over. Thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. And then there are those who have prayed to receive Christ, who really meant business with God today, and who have received Him as the Lord of their life. And now they've got Jesus, the Spirit of Jesus in them. And He's going to give them the anointing of salvation, and then all the rest of their days they'll receive a fresh anointing, fresh oil. Oh God, do what you need to do. Help them to come forward so we can rejoice with them and pray over them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. What are we going to sing, Brother Andrew? Y'all stand reverently and quietly.
This is Pastor Cal again. I hope you enjoyed the message. If you'd like to talk to me or another pastor about some issue that you may have, a question you might have, you're free to call 931-332-6288.